sir.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Johnny.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You talked to me some time ago about our friend Earl.
Yeah.
And I've run that thing down pretty well. And just for your information, I think that detective was potentially right. That makes sense to you.
No, I've slipped my mind.
Well, you recall Paul had gotten this fella Tufano or something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking about Earl Rudder at the moment now, yeah. Yeah.
And part of it was paid 60, part of it 61.
Yeah.
And basically the detectives tell us the truth.
Yeah.
That's the net of it. Now, I must say, Paul doesn't know what went with it. He doesn't say that that the money wasn't given that way, it wasn't handled that way. All he said is that he did pay the money to take it.
Did he say he did it for that purpose?
Basically, yes. Yes.
And, of course, took deductions, right?
Yes, I'm sure he did, yeah. And he says that the FBI has gone through his files already completely.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they know the whole thing. He was, of course, familiar with the tape. Matter of fact, he's the one that located it and called in the FBI. He's got the tape. So, but... But let me also say that that the money he paid the fellow is just part of a series of money over a number of years that he paid him. And and you can't say with any degree of certainty he paid the detective this money and told him to get whatever help he needed to block his confirmation. So he was violent about it. No question about that. And I talked to him myself. I talked to Paul myself. He's out there. That's a lot.
Thank you, my friend.
And I don't know if that means anything. I'll talk to you. I'm coming up there tomorrow morning.
All right.
And I can give you some more details on it, but I didn't know if
that's good. Much obliged.
Okay.
Bye.